Our car, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket, open lines, 248-539-9797. Look, to the previous caller, who was really worked up about the Lions and had a lot of things he didn't like about the way management had gone about this offseason. There are so many different ways you can build your team, and you could try and you could try to do it this way, try to do it that way. You could try and mimic this previous championship contender, that previous championship contender. I've come to realize, Gator, the older I get, that basically everybody's striving to be in that pool of teams that has a legitimate shot. And once you're in that pool, anything can happen. There's probably like real contenders. And I'm not talking about just teams that make the playoffs. I think there's teams that make the playoffs in all sports that don't have a chance to win at all. I'm talking about the ones that kind of at the top of the food chain. And I think if you're in that group of probably five or six teams that you can really, maybe seven, that you can work your way through and say, these teams all really have a shot. And then when you get there, when you get to the dance, it's a matter of just playing your best. Last year, the Lions were one of those teams. They got to the dance and they laid an egg. And we had a ton of evidence that they were better than they were that day. They picked a bad day to have a bad day.
Yeah, they picked definitely had a bad day to have a bad day. And it was bad all around. It was bad from the quarterback standpoint. I'm sure that's motivated Jared Goff this offseason. And it was bad from a defensive standpoint. They couldn't get off the field, and they gave up way too many points.
And I guess we're all searching for, okay, how do you get to be, you know, even better than what you are right now? I mean, the Lions have taken have zoomed out and taken more of a 30,000 foot view on their roster and a timeline that isn't just this September through next February. And because of that, I think some people would like to see more. Could they go all in? If the survival of the human race depended on the Lions to win the Super Bowl, I would hope that they would approach this season differently. But I can see why they haven't. I think
then you trade for Micah Parsons.
Yeah, I'd do more than just that.
Yeah.
I'd probably trade all my draft picks in infinitum.
Right.
But anyway, I guess I'm not. I don't get as upset because I think they're maintained in that pool of teams, and I think they should be better than they were a year ago just by being healthier.
Well, and it's not baseball. It's not like if you're in that same situation, one of those seven teams.
Yeah.
You in baseball, there's no salary cap. You can do what you want in the offseason. Yeah. Go ahead and spend beyond that and spend beyond whatever your payroll currently is. And if you think that's going to put you over the top, go ahead and do it. In the NFL, you're restricted by the cap. So there's certain things you can't do. And that's what made, when Micah Parsons got traded last week, I mean, that was the stunning part to me was the contract that he got. It was staggering because how could the Lions possibly, could they have traded for him? Yeah, they could have offered up a similar trade and got it done, but how could you sign him in addition to signing Hutchinson? You know, and were people just like, well, screw Hutchinson. We'll have these guys together for the 1 year or whatever it is, or 2 years for Hutchinson's contract. You could always put him on the, a different league, franchise him or whatever. But no, I don't know if you can. Now, you could have had, I guess, for 1 year, and maybe that's the crowd that is shouting loud that, well, I don't care. I just want to win it for 1 year. The rest of the team be damned. And I guess then at that point, then you're married to Micah Parsons and not Aiden Hutchinson.
248-539-9797. And it probably doesn't help that fans wanted the Red Wings and the Tigers to do more at their collective off seasons and trade deadlines as well.
Yeah.
Keith is next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Keith.
Hey, how are you doing?
Okay.
I'm trying to understand how people lost their brains on the last 2 years. The Lions are a great team. They will make the playoffs, most likely the Super Bowl. And the Micah Parsons thing? No. You're talking about a guy, I got it, he's an elite pass rusher, 12.5 sacks for the last 4 years. But what has he done for Dallas? They've not gone to the Super Bowl. They've barely made the playoffs. He has not been there for them when they need him. When people sit here and say that, he doesn't help Green Bay at all. And Green Bay still has problems. When you have a Micah Parsons who's, 65.65 on run defense and deep and Green Bay sucked at the run last year. It's a no-brainer. Yet everybody's touting this. as some great thing, and it's not. And I agree with Brad Holmes, build from the draft.
Well, Keith, thank you. It's an exciting move, and I would be excited if he were a Detroit Lion, because I would think that he was part of, you know, I don't put all the lack of team success in Dallas simply on Micah. You know, it is a team game after all. Would the Lions be more effective defensively with Micah Parsons than without? Yeah, they would. It would come at a massive cost, long-term for sure, and probably even a little bit short-term, maybe to clear some cap space. But, you know, the other thing about that is, I think this is a deal. Maybe others don't. If you bring in a player like Micah Parsons, if people want to bring in Trey Hendrickson and sign him to the contract that he wanted, I do think you piss off Aiden Hutchinson. And Aiden Hutchinson, especially with the case of, I'd rather have Aiden Hutchinson in the next 5-6 years than Trey Hendrickson. And you know, he's younger, and I think he's going to only get better. I mean, Parsons is still pretty young, so I don't know if it would necessarily apply there, or the amount of money that Hutch is probably going to get now is directly reflective out of Parsons' contract. So, yeah. You know, you probably can't afford two of those guys, so you can ride out the one that you got. But I guess people would say you could afford him for 1 year.
Right, that's the thing.
Yeah, and then you're going to let the other one walk, I guess. But
so you still have one of them when all is said and done, but for the 1 year, you'll have both. Yeah. And that I can understand that. That's a big risk, and it's about the evaluation of what you think, which player would you rather have.
248-539-9797. Feedback coming in to actually Twitter, because we've got that Twitter poll out there. Do you feel better, the same, or worse about the Lions than you did a year ago? Updating the voting, and you got just over an hour left to vote. Better, 19.6% of the vote. The same, 44.1% of the vote. Worse, 36.3%. Chad Britton sent us the following tweet. I said after the loss to Washington in the playoffs that that was the end of the fun new Lions. Now it's expectations and results Lions, Super Bowl or bust. Brian says, I only have a slight concern of worse because of the change in the O-line, the lack of depth at edge, and the first half schedule is brutal with some tough games. Raymond says, I believe the Lions got better, but I don't think they get the one seed. They might not even win the division. So asking them to win 3 games in the playoffs with at least one of them on the road just to make the Super Bowl, let alone win it, makes me feel worse overall. Well, I mean, just because you're not the one seed doesn't mean you doesn't. It may, I mean, you might end up playing at home the way Philly did. Tom says offensive line of concern, lack of bookend pass rusher makes me feel worse. It's okay to have two of them, Brad.
Well, how about this? This is what Dan Campbell has said about Marcus Davenport. He said this today. He's done exactly what we asked him to do. There's nothing more that he needs to show me. He's doing everything he can to take care of his body. He's in a good place right now.
Well, there is skepticism about whether or not he'll be on the field.
There's a ton of reason to be skeptical. The guy has not stayed healthy in his career. But if, and it's a giant I next to a giant F, if he stays healthy and plays 15 games this year, I don't think we're going to be complaining about the pass rush at all.
248.
Because he's competent.
Also got the college football thing out there. Michigan and Michigan State fans, what did you like the most? And what's a work in progress that you would like to see perhaps be the focus of practice this week? That you would like to see your competent coaching staff address and make better moving forward as both the Wolverines and Spartans head into bigger games coming up on Saturday night. Michigan State playing host to Boston College. Michigan on the road at Oklahoma. 248-539-9797. Love to hear from you on that. In the meantime, we will get to what Dan Campbell had to say about the interior of the offensive line. It's game week. How does he feel about those guys going into game week? And the coordinators that will debut. How does he feel about them going into game week? Hear that today at 12:20 on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.